The morning activity was supposed to be held outside, but a torrential downpour meant the kids had to conduct the experiment inside a classroom laboratory. The rain didn't spoil the fun.
I asked them if they wanted to go out and collect soil in the rain, and they ran out the door, some of them with no umbrellas, and they had a great time.
Irene Russell heads the Environmental Studies Department at UNC Asheville. She's leading the hands-on experiment, determining whether water passes quicker through soil or sand. The goal is for kids to put the scientific method into practice and to have fun. While the rain spatters outside, groups of kids are huddled around beakers, graduated cylinders, and stopwatches, watching water drip from funnels filled with dirt. Mayela, Jasmine, and Diego take turns writing down measurements, and in between, they chat and snap selfies on an iPad. They seem to be having a good time. That's what instructors like Evan Cuso had hoped for.
If the students are here having fun, if it doesn't feel like traditional school, we find that they engage more with the material.
That's especially important for this group of kids, the children of migrant farm workers, because they're only here for a few months. For many migrant students, summer break can be boring, either staying at home or going out in the field with their parents. Here's outreach specialist Nancy Moore.
A lot of times they end up being further behind because they've missed something. You know, they're moving from state to state and the state standards aren't the same.
In addition to the summer enrichment camp, the migrant education program includes field trips and a virtual science club, essentially an online classroom connecting to professors and learning materials. They can access that no matter where they are in the state or the country as they travel with their parents from harvest to harvest. Moore says the aim is to get migrant students to ultimately see themselves on a college campus and into STEM careers. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.